The Basel problem, simply put, is to find the precise value of this infinite series involving the perfect squares. Euler was already hard at work on this problem by his early 20s, and by exercising considerable ingenuity, he managed to show that the value is approximately 1.6449, a number which he did not immediately recognize, nor would most of us. A few years later, he had managed to crack the Basel problem, and his ingenious technique was to consider a seemingly unrelated function, sine of x over x. Now, the series expansion for sine of x was well known to Euler and his contemporaries, and by dividing through by x, we obtain the following series. And because of this form of the function, it's now clear how we should define p of 0. Plugging in 0 to this sum leaves us with only the number 1. Euler's breakthrough was to realize that there's a third way to represent this function, not as a formula or a series, but as a product. And the product arises because we know the roots of this function. As any high school student could tell us, the trig function sine of x has roots at plus or minus pi, plus or minus 2 pi, and so on. It also has a root at 0, but this function, the root at 0 was divided out, and we know that in fact we obtain 1. So we could write out the usual product of factors that would give us a formula for p of x. But the problem is, plugging 0 into that sort of product leads to a nonsensical, arbitrarily large value. Euler circumvented this difficulty by writing the factors in this form. You see, now when we plug in pi, we obtain 0 just as desired, but if we plug in 0, we obtain 1 times 1 times 1, and the whole product collapses to single 1. We're now able to combine these terms as a difference of squares to obtain a single factor of x squared over pi squared. The next two factors similarly combine to give us x squared over 4 pi squared, and so on. Because these are the exact same functions, just written in two different ways, they must be identical when multiplied out. And so if we look at the coefficient of x squared, we find a negative 1/6 on the one hand, on this side of the board, and on this side, we find negative 1 over pi squared, 1 over 4 pi squared, and right on down the line. And so the squares, which first made their appearance in these factors, because of the roots of the sine function, now fall exactly into place in the denominators. We multiply through by negative pi squared, and lo and behold, one of the most famous answers in mathematical history comes out on the other side. By achieving this, Euler was catapulted immediately to fame and glory within the European mathematical community, which he enjoyed for the remainder of his career.